This is the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Ghostbusters is back. Spoken to someone with a view of dating them and then they go really quiet. We call the person that's disappeared and it's really cringe. Also, one of our fave new pop stars, Sigrid, pops in. In Norway, where she's from, you get to walk around the tree at Christmas, which sounds boring. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Hi, Chris.
Hey.
How was your weekend?
It was really, really good, actually, yeah. Managed to get to a Watford game on Saturday. That was fun.
I was in Wales, and the rugby was on, and Wales, it was a Welsh win.
Yeah?
Yeah. So Tom Jones, Delilah, was on about eight times.
Yeah? And you got involved?
So involved. You okay?
Yeah.
I am up for some Monday ghostbusting. How's about that?
Yes, definitely.
So, well,
there's bound to be stories from the weekend.
That's the thing. Loads of people would have been on dates this weekend. And listen, if you have been ghosted, by that what we mean is you've been chatting to someone, it's all been going good, you're getting positive vibes, like a good feeling from it, and then they just stop replying. Like, you've seen that they've read the message because you've got the two ticks there, the blue ones, but they haven't replied back. And they're not replying to you on email or on the dating app anymore. It's like they've completely vanished.
Yeah, and normally it's going so well, right? You think that you're going to meet up, and I mean, the worst type of ghosting is when someone doesn't appear at a date. That's like the worst one. But sometimes it can just be that people just vanish from social media and stop replying to your messages.
And it does seem to happen to some people a lot more than others. Like Kevin has been on saying, this is definitely me. So many times they're like, yeah. And then I've turned up and they're not there.
Whoa.
That's worse.
Mm.
So we're calling out the ghosters on this show. We normally do it on a Monday. It's our ghostbusting service. Be warned though, the story today could be super cringe. I've had an email from one of our listeners called Georgie, who has been ghosted. And what we do is we call the ghoster and try and get answers, which, as you can imagine, can be quite an awkward conversation.
Oh, totally. But sometimes, I mean, we've done this before and we haven't even been able to connect to the other side, have we? We haven't been able to connect to the ghost.
No.
That happens sometimes.
We're going to try it at 1:40.
Scott Mills.
I think I'm off to America next week, Chris.
Oh, yeah?
So would you like me to pick you up while I'm there some Adam Levine jeans? I've mentioned these before.
What are these jeans?
They're just jeans was part of like Adam Levine's clothesline. I'm obsessed with Americans' clothesline. Like, Rob Kardashian's just got a range of socks.
Oh, so you mean they're actually branded with their name? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, in the shop that rhymes with Waymart.
Okay. And do you need to be a massive celebrity to have that happen, or can it be slightly less?
No, I think you've got to be pretty big. He's huge. Do you want Comfort Action Stretch Regular? This is the kind of thing that really stresses you out, isn't it?
I wouldn't know what that means.
Jean descriptions. Men's Relaxed Fit or Men's Regular Boot Cut? One of those three. Clue: do not ever choose boot cut.
Yeah, you've had a go at me about this sort of thing before.
I'll get you Comfort Action Stretch Relax.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
On a Monday, we like to seek out the people who say they're keen for a date with you, but then disappear off the face of the earth. Welcome to Ghostbusters.
Well, another weekend has passed. There's bound to be people out there who have both ghosted and been victim of a ghost.
So this is when they just disappear. They're like, yeah, let's meet up. Maybe you do even meet up. And then it's like they don't exist.
I think generally with ghosting, Scott, it's where someone is keen on you, but then may have a number of different options at play, has decided to go with another option.
Yeah.
So they put in all the groundwork that would normally be there, but generally haven't got the balls to say, you know, I'm just not that into you,
yeah,
and there's someone else. So I'm just going to disappear.
In Bristol, it's Georgie. Hiya.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Have you been ghosted?
Yes, I have.
You make that sound like one of those injury lawyers adverts. Have you been the victim of a ghosting?
Okay, so tell me about this guy then.
So we were messaging on a dating app and we arranged to meet up. It was all good. He messaged me on the day we were first meeting up to say, oh, sorry, I've got to stay late at work, so can't make it, I'm afraid. So then we postponed it.
Yeah, but fair enough, you know, this happens, people have to work.
Yeah, I always think benefit of the doubt the first time they have to cancel, because
yeah,
I've had to do that too, and I've not felt very well.
How long were you messaging before?
For quite a while, like a week or two. This is dating, you tend to meet after a week or two.
And he seemed like a good bloke, seemed like you were keen.
Yeah, he seemed decent. He seemed like he was into the same things as me. music and stuff. So, yeah, I sort of gave him a chance.
You share a love of music and what else?
Love of music, like activities, going to gigs.
Cool, okay.
What was the opening line out of interest?
Oh, I can't remember. This was a while ago. Probably, how are you?
I hate dating app small talk. Hey, how's it going? Hey, how are you?
I hear a lot of people are adopting the Big Shack at the moment at the beginning. 2 + 2 = 4 minus
baby.
1 is ...
Oh, and then if they reply quick maths, they're like, oh, yeah.
They're
okay,
a keeper.
You get it. They're a keeper. All right, so he cancels on date 1, but he's got to work. Then what?
And then we postpone to date 2. I don't hear from him for a good couple of days before the date's due to happen. So the day of the date comes and I decide, you know what, I've not heard from him. I'm not even going to bother going. And then the time came, 6 o'clock, we were meeting, and I messaged him saying, that was the best disappearing act since Houdini. And he replied saying, oh no, so sorry, I'm at a gig in Cardiff. I forgot.
So he's forgotten?
Yeah.
So date 1, he's working late. Date 2, he completely forgets about.
Yeah.
And he was completely at a gig forgot. In Cardiff at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. I guess queuing.
You do get the impression that if he was really keen to meet you, that he would have been there. Do you know what I mean? This is now the second time.
It's just about that he forgot.
Yeah, I mean, he's not. You're not top of his mind if he just forgot, are you, really?
No.
And were you all dressed up and everything? Were you kind of really ready for the date?
Well, I wore something nice to work because it was after work. Oh, but then I didn't actually go along because I hadn't heard from him.
Yeah.
I kind of thought, has he not contacted me? Is he ghosting me already before we even meet?
But I liked how you held out till 6 and was like, right, you've done a disappearing act.
Yeah.
He's not completely disappeared then. It's just that he's ghosted you on a couple of occasions.
Yeah, he didn't turn up.
Yeah, it's not great.
And didn't talk to me again.
He's never said why.
No.
Okay, well, I can find that out for you. He's still a ghost, so he needs the Ghostbusters to find out exactly what happened. You've got his number, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm going to play this, and during the song, I'll get his number, and then let's just ring him. I want some answers. Wait there.
Scott Mills.
Okay, George is on the line. And she needs the help of me and Chris, a.k.a. the Ghostbusters. Hi, Georgie.
Hi. Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
So, meets this guy on a dating app. All fine. They're chatting away. Date 1, he's like, sorry, I've got to work. Give him the benefit of the doubt. Date 2, he forgets and he's in Cardiff at a gig. That's where we're at. But no explanation as to why he didn't really turn up. Twice. And if you're happy, Georgie, we can give him a call, right?
Okay.
I think the harsh thing for you, Georgie, was that you were all prepared, especially for the second date. Mm. It wasn't nice that he just never turned up. There must be a reason why.
I would like answers.
Right, exactly. That's what we're here for.
Oh, I feel horrible.
Oh. Okay, are you ready, Georgie?
I am.
Okay, I'll start and then I'll bring you in, okay?
Okay.
If he answers. Okay, good luck, everyone. Oh. It's making me do IGNs.
IGN?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Sorry to bother you. It's my name's Scott Mills. I'm calling from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, hiya. Wow, okay.
Can I ask you a question? Sorry to call you out of the blue.
No worries.
Have you been chatting to anyone called Georgie?
I talked to her a little while ago.
Yep.
A little while ago now.
Yeah, on the dating app, was it?
Yeah.
Thing is, we do a thing on my show called Ghostbusters, where it's people that have ghosted others, you know, like they've just not contacted them again. And
okay.
And
we should point out you're on the radio now.
And Georgie has got in contact with me because she said that you didn't turn up for 2 dates.
I don't even remember having arranged 1 date.
Do you remember Georgie?
I do remember. Yeah, she's
and you were having a really good conversation apparently, and you were arranging to meet up.
Possibly. Possibly, yeah. I think I do remember it, yeah. But I don't remember ever like saying that I was going to attend an event.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right. Yeah. There must be some confusion. I'll tell you what. Why don't you... I've got Georgie here on the line, so why don't you... there's been some mix-up here, I think. Hi, Georgie.
Hi.
Hi. So what do you think? What's your take on this?
So we arranged to meet up, and then you said that you had to work late, fair play, first time. And then the second time, we were meant to meet, and I hadn't heard from you, and then you said you were at a gig in Cardiff, and you forgot.
I'm very sorry. Was that on purpose? I don't even remember going to a gig in Cardiff. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
All right.
Did you make it up?
No, he's really doing himself some favours.
Yeah. All right. I've really landed myself in it now.
Hey, listen, this isn't a bad thing at all. It's just that, like, sometimes things get mixed up and we just want to kind of, like, you know, things get lost in translation sometimes. So don't...
I know I work in Cardiff sometimes, and maybe that's... I wouldn't call work a gig, though.
No.
So, yeah.
It just slipped your mind, did it?
Maybe. But I didn't do it to make someone feel bad.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, of course not. Yeah. Maybe it was just an accidental ghosting,
maybe.
So to speak.
Yeah. Possibly.
Yeah.
All right. Georgie, what do you say to that?
Are we going to attempt a date three, or should we just leave it here?
I don't know. Would you even like to meet me now?
Yeah, I would. I'd meet you, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Georgie, he sounds forgetful, though.
I do. I forget my name sometimes, you know. Yeah, that is.
Okay. Well, maybe after this, then you two will continue the chat.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no problem.
Thank you very much. I don't feel bad at all right now.
No, you shouldn't, because the thing is, when we get the ghosters on, it shows that you're a good enough sport to take part in it. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, Georgie, you happy?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
I guess a good chat.
Right, good to speak to you. Thanks very much.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, bye. Okay, after this, we need a debrief with Georgie, I think.
Scott Mills.
Hi, I'm off, Georgie, says LD on Twitter. I can't do this anymore, says Tammy. Your gif is everything, Tammy.
There's so many messages.
Oh, this is so cringe. I did warn you. Charlotte says, this is so awkward. Most awkward thing I've ever heard on the radio. My skin's crawling off my body. My toes are curling. Cringe glands exploded, I know. So, Georgie, how are you feeling after that?
I feel like I've confronted him. I did want to meet up with him at the time.
It does feel good, though, to get, like, an answer, right?
Mm. Yeah, but also he sort of denied the meetings up. They definitely happened. I'm sure he's still got the messages on the dating app.
Oh, I'm not doubting you in any way.
There was still a situation where you went to work thinking that you were going on a date that evening. But the ghost sees it differently.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they do.
From where they are.
Maybe it was an excuse. Maybe you just decided you didn't want to meet up with me. Maybe you met someone else.
Well, okay. The thing is, there's loads more out there. You don't have to go with that ghost if you don't want to.
I don't know. He seemed all right. Well, you don't know, do you? Could be a promiscuous ghost.
Promiscuous ghost.
But let us know if you go for a date three.
Sure.
Yeah,
please
let us know, and I hope we've provided some answers today here on Ghostbusters.
Yeah, thank you, Scott and Chris.
Thank you very much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye, Georgie.
Scott Mills.
Okay, we've got the Team Aladdin Panto Tour lot listening right now, travelling from Surrey to Newcastle.
Wow.
Behind you. And also, Hugh, Harry, Harvey, Jasmine and Peter off to their Christmas party tonight. Guess what their jobs are?
Were they involved in the Aladdin thing or not?
No, they're on their way to London for a voiceover party. They're all voiceovers and Peter is the one off X Factor.
Oh, wow.
Imagine that. Who can talk the loudest at the bar?
Hello, Christmas is here.
I'd like to have a white wine spritzer and three beers.
So good.
Scott Mills.
The This is Scott Mills on Radio 1, and that's Taylor Swift. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. And Liam Payne with Bedroom Floor. Raw Blood coming up. And Stefflon Don and French Montana. A new week of bangers begins at 2:40 this afternoon. Okay, you know, every day up to Christmas, just like you're opening your event calendar, if you've got one. Have you got an event calendar this year?
I always forget. And then I say I'm going to do it, and then I get too late into the month, and I think, ah, why bother?
Yeah.
Have you?
I don't this year, actually. No, I normally do get one. It's just more chocolate, isn't it? It's fine. You can eat chocolate for breakfast. It's like Christmas.
Yeah,
now.
Unless you go for one of those other ones. Like, my brother's got one with bottles of beer.
Oh, yeah,
I've
cool.
seen other ones you can buy with, like, your favourite YouTuber with various gifts and things like that. You
Excellent.
Know,
you can... Oh, that sounds good.
Maybe I'll get you one of those.
Mm. No, I wouldn't. Probably very expensive. Okay, so we're opening every day a different door on our WhoVent calendar. Something really ho is behind it every single day. Let's open the next door.
The WhoVent calendar with Scott Mills. Knock, knock. Who's that at the door? I don't know, but let's look at number 4.
What could it be? What could it be?
I know the name Robert walks round. And I know Mary does, but there's this peace and calm of spiritual activity there with...
You all right? All right. You all right?
Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Dick. Richard!
Who are you? You all right?
Just for a moment... Her energy came in and there's annoyance. A nice lady, but I feel as if she's got this great love for Dick.
Derek Acora being possessed on Most Haunted.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Kate.
Hello, you're right.
Yes, where are you?
I'm in Toaster in Northamptonshire.
Ah, yes. The place that I think Chris pronounced it as Towcester once.
That's right, yes.
But it's easy to do because it looks like Towcester, but it's actually Toaster.
Yeah, I did that when I first moved here.
Oh, did you? You're like, oh, I can't wait to live in Towcester.
Yeah, luckily I didn't say it to anyone because that would have been really embarrassing. Like, I heard people saying it first and then I was like, what do they mean?
And then well, I what goes on in Toaster? I mean, is it a good place to be?
It is good. Obviously, we've got the lovely Silverstone. But yeah, it's got quite a lot going on considering it's quite a small, quiet town.
What's the Silverstone?
Silverstone, the race circuit.
Oh, Silverstone, yeah. Okay, yeah. So just the way you said it, it sounded like the pub. The Silverstone.
No.
Oh, wicked. And favourite nightclub?
Oh, I don't know. There's quite a few, isn't there, really?
I don't know. It's one of the very few places that I don't know.
It's kind of off your radar.
It is, and I should know that.
Yeah, you should.
Don't worry, I'll get back to you. Okay, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers.
Anywhere I go, I meet the gang go. Festa.
Lol.
Festa. Festa. Anywhere I go, I meet the gang go.
It's the Festa Skank by Lethal Bizzle.
Which is the dance move you did on Strictly as well.
Yeah,
of course, the Festa Skank.
Sure.
Is this big in Toaster? It's me and
Distortion.
Potentially.
Well, like kind of all the old classic club songs, you know.
Yeah, yeah, of course. All right, well, my banger's choice today is this. I hope it goes down well there. It's quite basic of me, but it is a tune. This is Busted, You Said No. Random.
At your feet.
Okay. Yeah.
This one's really easy. I'm actually a massive Busted fan.
I knew you were going to say that.
So good. Come on.
You're so fit and you know it. And I only dream of you.
Basic.
My life's such a bitch. But you can change it.
I asked you to dance at the disco. You said no, the whole world was watching and laughing,
entertaining,
at
rest, and burn.
Well, that's got a massive reaction. Lauren and Devon just got back in my car, busted, totally made my day. You said no's on Radio 1, says Taylor in Tewkesbury. Absolute tune on bangers, good pick. Not many people on my side today, really.
Oh, I loved hearing that. It was so good. It's one of my favourite Busted songs.
You Said No by Busted.
Basic.
Busted is today's banger choice.
You're saying it's a bit basic of me?
Well,
I kind of agree.
It's just your go-to, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you can't
yeah.
think of anything like Busted. You just pick Busted out.
Also, just always cheers me up.
In other news, I just told Chris this, and, well, you tell people how you feel. I've just told him about Kem and Amber. It's over from Love Island. But they will remain friends. Mm. I love that everyone always does that in that statement, but we're going to remain friends. Are you, though?
Well, they have to say that so that the people don't riot.
How do you feel?
I honestly, when you told me this, I genuinely thought... I genuinely felt a little bit sad.
Face,
sick. Well, I guess so. Yeah.
If anyone needed the alarm.
Basic.
It is quite sad. What's happening with Olivia and Chris?
I'm actually not sure on that one. I'm not sure they are.
Basic.
But I don't know.
That's okay to feel sad.
Yeah, I was more bothered about Kem and Amber just because I thought they were pretty solid.
Oh, my knees!
Scott Mills.
And here is Sigrid.
Hey.
At last. I actually introduced you on stage about a month ago, but we didn't really get to chat because everyone was kind of looking, weren't they?
You
know, here's Sigrid. And then at the end, I did approach you to say hello, but there was so much dry ice that I don't even think you could see me.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I'm really glad to see you now.
Yes. And thank you very much for coming in. I know that you and Chris have met before.
Yeah, we had a very funny experience. So I met Sigrid in Norway when I was filming one of those World's Most Extreme Festival shows that I do for BBC iPlayer. And so I met you and we went up a mountain, didn't we?
We did. It was a quite small hike, but it was fun.
And you showed me Norway, which is where you're from.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was a beautiful festival. It's actually, I think that was my favourite festival this summer.
Yeah.
So you went up a mountain together. Was there anything else to do at this festival or
it was so remote, that was the thing about it, wasn't it? And I think that's what made it one of the most extreme festivals, was just the fact it was like it's the edge of the Arctic Circle.
I remember you were really cold, you were freezing.
I mean, one of your songs is called Don't Kill My Vibe, but in Norway a lot of people call it Don't Call My Vibe.
Don't kill my wife
because the W's and the V's sort of.
Right.
Yeah,
I was at Sigrid's concert and they're all shouting this at her. I'm like, this is very different.
That's a different kind of gig.
Yeah.
You must be going everywhere at the moment.
Yes, we're traveling quite a lot. We've just come home from tour and we were all over Europe, Germany, Iceland, Paris, Netherlands, England. And it's only, we got Nobel Peace Prize concert in Oslo left. Uh-huh. And then I'm removing my wisdom teeth and then it's back at it.
What's
next
the
year?
Nobel Peace Prize gig?
Nobel Peace Prize. It is a peace prize.
Yeah. I know about that, but are you performing at that then?
Yes, it's a concert.
Whoa, that's ridiculous.
And it's a TV show.
And what's the friendliest country, would you say, that you go to? Because you're like one of the friendliest pop stars around, I think.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Maybe Britain or Iceland?
Yeah.
Or also, I love Ireland.
Yeah, Ireland's awesome.
It is.
Did you just mention your wisdom teeth?
Yes, I did. I'm removing my wisdom teeth.
You are?
Yes.
What, yourself?
Right before Christmas. Yeah, I'm going to do it myself. I've learned it for YouTube. No, I'm actually, I'm going to do that and then it's back home for Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So just a quick whip out of the wisdom teeth, back home for Christmas.
Yep.
Scott Mills.
Hermione from Salisbury says, I saw Sigrid live when she opened up for Oh Wonder in Bristol last month. Fell in love with her. Such a talented performer. So much fun to watch and listen to. Becky's 17. She says, excited to hear Sigrid on your show. Saw her at Wilderness Festival. She was amazing. See, I think you're the best new pop star of 2017.
Oh, well,
I really do.
Thank you.
So it's nearly Christmas. You have your wisdom teeth out.
Yeah.
Painless, apparently. And then where will you be at Christmas?
I will be back home with my parents and my brother and my sister.
I imagine, and this is probably not true, but I imagine that everyone in Norway is in like a log cabin with a fire and you step outside and there's snow and amazing views. Tell me I'm right.
Well, partly. Like, a lot of people go to their cabins, but we celebrate at our house.
See, I love that as well, that everyone's got a cabin.
Mm. Yeah, we don't have a cabin, though, but it feels like everyone else has a cabin.
Oh, next to a fjord?
Yeah, we live next to a fjord, so, yeah.
Awesome. And whilst we're stereotyping here, what what's the crack with reindeer? Are you eating them or petting them?
I've never pet a reindeer, but that would be really cool.
Yeah, have you eaten?
But I don't remember the yurt. I don't know what that is in English. So if there's anyone Norwegian listening that knows what yurt is in English, deer, I think.
Okay, yeah.
We get deers in our garden.
Okay, awesome.
And I remember that last year when I was home, the 1st of December, and it was the first time it started snowing, and a deer showed up in the garden when it started snowing.
That's quite cool.
Right.
Quite cool.
I mean, how Norway is that?
It's very Norway.
It's great. And what do you eat? Do you eat turkey?
We have pinnekjøtt. What is that in English? Meat and a lot
meat.
Of like...
That's generic. Do you know what type of
mystery meat?
Oh, it's like...
do an impression again. Of the animal.
Yeah, that's good. Then we'll know.
The deer. You know what a deer is now.
Yeah, but what's the other one?
Pinnekjøtt.
Pinnekjøtt.
Oh, pinnekjøtt.
That is the meat.
Yes,
yeah, but what is it? What meat is it?
Do an impression. I love being so mysterious.
Does a pinnekjøtt go... or does it pinnekjøtt... go moo.
No, it's not a cow, or it's not a chicken. What is it?
Okay,
it's quite salty, but I think this is really embarrassing.
I can't believe this. Does a pinnekjøtt live in the sea?
Nope.
How many legs?
It's salty, and I think
narrows it down. How many legs does it have? Visualize it, Sigrid. How many legs?
I have no idea where the pinnekjøtt
okay,
is
okay, so it's salty and has an amount of legs that we
it's
don't know.
It's literally a mystery meat there,
awesome.
Scott.
Anyway, enjoy the pinnekjøtt.
This is terrible, so embarrassing.
It's all good.
I'm going to Google it.
What do you watch on TV at Christmas?
Cinderella. But there's like that's actually a funny Norwegian tradition because, you know, Cinderella, the typical story of Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
But we...
Shoe, et cetera.
For some weird reason, we... Don't. We watched the 80s version from Czechoslovakia? Czech?
Oh, yeah.
Czech.
Oh.
And it's dubbed in Norwegian by one actor, and it's a guy, and he dubs all the female voices as well.
And this is played every year?
Yes.
This sounds rubbish.
And everyone watches it. It's like the most popular film that has ever...
Sounds rubbish.
But it's great.
And that rates really well in Norway.
It's the most popular show.
On Christmas Day here, we pull Christmas crackers. They're rubbish as well.
Oh. Mm.
Do you know them, like the crackers?
No.
Sorry. Pigs in blankets?
No.
That's sausages.
Do you walk around the Christmas tree?
I mean, you can do. Is that a thing there?
Yeah. We walk around it and we sing songs and I play the piano and...
You walk around the tree?
We hold hands and we walk around the tree and we sing Christmas songs.
Oh, you must be well good at Christmas just because singer.
Like, what song will you be singing on Christmas Day?
Just like the typical ones, Silent Night and also some like more... friskier Christmas songs, a bit more funny songs.
Don't kill my pachinko, whatever it is.
I found it.
Pinnekjøtt.
Pinnekjøtt is lamb.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So you could have gone meh, and we would have known.
Meh.
That's it. Listen, Sigrid, it's so good to have you on. I'm sorry that we basically just talked about Christmas, but I'm loving your work, loving your new single. Come back and see us soon. Thank you so much.
No, thanks for having me.
Scott Mills.
We'd like to hear from guys that have been ghosted by girls as well.
Totally.
Or boys that have been ghosted by boys, girls by girls. Like, let's change it up a bit, okay?
True, we've not had a female ghost on yet that we've managed to connect with.
We'd like that. Send your stories in. If they've gone quiet on you, give us their number. We'll sort it out. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Xander.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. So, are you in Birmingham?
Yeah, I am.
And how's those uni deadlines going, please?
Getting there. It's quite stressful. 800 words to go, but hopefully we'll get there before midnight.
Okay. Oh, it was midnight the cut-off, is it?
Yeah.
And what are you doing?
The essay on political economy is not particularly engaging.
Do you know what? 800 words sounds like a lot, but if you go to beast mode right now, you can do it. You just got to proper pound it through.
I'll do my best.
I like your name, Xander, because it's X-under.
Yeah, it's just short for Alexander, really.
Yeah, but I know, but I like what you've done with it.
Yeah, when I started secondary school, my best mate was called Alex, so I thought... We can't both be Alex. Though.
No, it's good. It makes you sound like a superhero. Xander! And a superhero you will be if you manage to do those two essays by midnight. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
So many people are doing it the same as well at the moment. So good luck with it, Xander.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.